Classical conditioning may not have worked on Pavlov's dogs if there had been more than one stimulus. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Gurmund Heslow, professor of neuroscience at Lund University, discusses how multiple stimuli can make each association weaker.
If two stimuli frequently occur together, you will develop a stronger and stronger association between them, right? Well, not always. To take a simple example, suppose that you hear a sound, and half a second later you get a puff of air to your eye that makes you blink. After a while, you will blink before the air puff, clearly to protect the eye. Now suppose you pair a light and an air puff until you blink reliably to the light as well. If the sound and the light are now presented together, still followed by the air puff, you might expect the associations to continue to become stronger. But surprisingly, the opposite happens. The associations become weaker. Although it may seem contrary to common sense, this phenomenon was actually predicted by the psychologist Riskall and Wagner about 40 years ago and has since been demonstrated in several learning experiments. We believe that we have found the brain mechanism responsible for this phenomenon. We have previously found a negative feedback mechanism that prevents learning from becoming too strong. When you learn the associations between the sound and the air puff, there is a teaching signal from the brainstem to the part of the brain that learns the association, the cerebellum. When the association of the cerebellum is strong enough, it tells its teacher, "I know this now, please be quiet." If the teacher is silenced, the association becomes weaker. Eventually, a balance is reached. However, when the cerebellum has learned two associations and both are activated, it will send a double message to silence the teacher. The result is that both associations will be weakened. Why need associations be weakened at all? One reason is that too strong associations can be harmful. Think about obsessive-compulsive disorder to understand why. Also, maintaining unnecessary associations may use up valuable space and energy.
That was Gurmund Heslow of Lund University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. If you were lessons to teach me, I'm listening.